I have fought long and hard to come through some of the darkest periods of my life. It has taken me years and years of therapy, going into treatment for an eating disorder, PTSD, and an alcohol use disorder. All the things that I used to numb the pain and the shame that I was feeling. I no longer have shame in having had asked for help. That used to be something that I was incredibly ashamed of. I thought I was responsible for my own safety, that I was responsible not to cause someone else to sin, that I was responsible for my rape, that I was responsible for the harassment and other assaults that came before the worst one, that I was responsible for all the things that interfered with me saying stop, saying no, or screaming at the top of my lungs for help. My rape taught me that I was not responsible. I was not responsible for somebody else's actions. They were responsible to treat me with respect and to ask for consent. But there was no consent given. The legacy that I was passed down through the years of going to church and being taught that it was my responsibility. And for that, to this day, I have to fight those kind of understandings about myself. The legacy of shame, responsibility, embarrassment that it produced. And I am guilty of having passed these beliefs down to others for the longest time, all because of what I was taught from a young age. But since my rape, I have changed. I have changed as an individual. I've changed as a mother. I've changed as a partner. And the legacy that I wish to hand down to my children is one where they understand what consent means, that they understand their inherent value and the value of other people. I'm raising children to my children to understand the power of their choices, and I hope that they will understand the value of themselves and others in the way that I never did growing up. The legacy that I hope to pass down is one where my kids are not afraid to ask for help when they need it. People talk so much about intergenerational trauma, but I wish my kids to experience intergenerational resiliency because I am alive and still fighting. It has been a very long journey, and I'm so grateful for the role that art has played in my healing. What started as a very cathartic journey has turned into something very transformative for me. And what got me through some of the darkest steps is being able to create art and show reflections of my journey, my feelings, my thoughts, the things that are important to me, and to tell my story through art. I don't wish to hide like I used to think of. There's a lot of power in being able to tell my story again, to talk about what happened. And I feel like the stories of others have benefited me in the same way. And for that, I am forever grateful for their legacy in my life.